The Obama administration took heat in December for the image it used to tout the creation of the Bears Ears National Monument. Now the Trump administration has its own photo blunder. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Members of Utah's congressional delegation kicked up a small tweet storm when the Obama administration made the mistake of using a photo of Arches National Park to promote its new national monument in southeastern Utah. Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz tweeted, quote, "Couldn't find a pic of Bears Ears and doesn't even know where it is. Hashtag worst president ever," unquote. And here's a cut from a video U.S. Senator Mike Lee posted on Facebook.
We should be particularly disturbed by the fact that the same people who made this decision, the same people who decided to declare this national monument, apparently don't know the difference between the Bears Ears area on the one hand and Arches National Park on the other hand. Either that or they do know the difference, and they're all too willing to deceive the American people.
Then on Monday, U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced his proposal to shrink the Bears Ears Monument. The announcement on Twitter and DOI.gov includes a snapshot of Zinke overlooking a stunning vista during his trip to Utah last month.
The landscape behind Secretary Zinke in the image is drop-dead gorgeous.
That's Josh Ewing, who leads Friends of Cedar Mesa, a southeastern Utah conservation group.
But it's not Bears Ears gorgeous.
Actually, it's the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Ewing's like others who support keeping the Bears Ears Monument as it is, and he doesn't really want to make too much of the gaffe. Matthew Gross is spokesman for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
It's illustrative of the very cursory and perfunctory review that Secretary Zinke has done on Bears Ears. I hope, you know, as he makes further recommendations about boundaries, that he remembers which monument he's standing in.
The Interior Department's press office didn't respond Tuesday to KUER's request for comment. Judy Faze, KUER News.